listening to The Brinkman Adventures, an exciting family audio drama. We're so glad you've joined us for a time of fun, excitement, and adventure. And now, The Brinkman Adventures.
Dad, look at that stallion.
I was watching him. He must belong to one of the IDPs in that tent. Beautiful.
I bet he's 15 hands.
You should ride him, Suzanne.
Wish I could.
Hey, Muhammad!
Nice horse, huh?
Yeah, we were just admiring him.
He belongs to my cousin. This thing is wild. Nobody can ride him.
Suzanne could.
You think so?
Yep, I know she could.
Go ahead, try.
Your cousin wouldn't mind?
Not at all, but you ride at your own risk.
Can I, Dad?
Go for it, but pray first.
Right now, we are just outside of Mosul, Iraq, with Dave Eubank and his family. They are here, along with a few other members of the Free Burma Rangers team, helping civilians impacted by the fighting between ISIS and the Iraqi army. Dave founded Free Burma Rangers 20 years ago in response to a humanitarian crisis in Burma. Today, this group of well-trained men and women help not only the people of Burma, but also those suffering in other war-torn places around the globe. When he's not running dangerous missions, Dave, his wife Karen, and their three children, Saheli, Suzanne, and Peter, enjoy riding horses and rodeo competitions. Let's rejoin the family and see how Suzanne handles this powerful steed.
Hang on, girl!
She's doing it!
Dad, grab the rope!
I got it.
Easy, boy, easy.
Whew, that was rough.
But you stayed on.
You're the first one to ride him.
I'm impressed.
He's here because of me, you know.
What?
Well, Sue is getting homesick for her horse. So I just prayed and asked God to bring one for her to ride. And here he is.
Peter, that was so sweet of you.
If you want something, all you need to do is ask God.
It's cool how God answered your prayer, Peter. But remember, he's not a vending machine. Sometimes he doesn't give us exactly what we ask for. But we can thank him for whatever he does give.
Too bad. My cousin's leaving next week. I'm sure he would love for you to train him.
Could we work with him tomorrow?
Yes, of course.
Hey, guys. Dinner is ready. Come and get it.
Lord, today is Good Friday. 2,000 years ago, you died for us on the cross. You paid for our sins. Thank you. We are so grateful. Thank you also for this food. Strengthen us with it. In your precious name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thanks for cooking this, Karen. Reminds me of being back in Burma.
Yep. I don't think the Iraqi army will ever run out of ramen noodles.
How was your day, Elia?
Pretty good. I visited that woman who had a stroke.
Oh, how's she doing?
Not well. She can't stand up and she still hasn't spoken. I showed her husband some new exercises to try.
Well, maybe that'll help.
I wish I had some vitamin B1. I think that might really make a difference. Her husband says she's been listening to the Bible on the MP3 player you gave her.
That's good to hear. Dave Eubank.
Hey, Dave. This is Keith.
I'm putting you on speakerphone so the family can hear you. It's Keith from Helping Hands Ministry on the other side of the river.
Hey there! How are things in Eastern Mosul?
Well, that's what I'm calling about. As you know, treating war casualties isn't our main purpose in Iraq. But the last few days, people have been coming to us who are severely wounded. ISIS has been targeting more civilians, and these last few days we've had to deal with a lot of gunshot wounds. Is your Burmese medic still in town?
He is.
I was wondering if he would be willing to come and share with our team tomorrow. I realize this is spur of the moment, but we lack experience with this type of trauma, and I think he could help us.
Let's ask him. He's sitting right next to me. Elia, what do you think?
I'd love to help.
In light of Easter, we're having a special staff meeting tomorrow. If you came, Dave, you could say a few words. In fact, we'd love for the whole family to come. It would be such an encouragement to our team.
Could you give us a few minutes to talk about it, Keith?
Sure.
We'll call you right back.
Sounds good.
Well?
We're leading the Easter service here on Sunday. General Mustafa said there could be as many as 100 kids. And I still have to get the bags ready for the Good Life Club.
We could help you stuff some of the bags tonight. And if we left early enough, we could be back by this time tomorrow. Would that be enough time?
I think so.
Kids, Your thoughts?
Well, I was really looking forward to riding the stallion tomorrow.
Me too.
Me three.
But I don't want to be led by comfort or fear.
That's true, Sahali. We also shouldn't charge ahead blindly. Remember Jonathan and his armor bearer? They didn't just assault the rampart. They asked God what to do first. Only after he made it clear did they go forward boldly.
Let's pray about it.
Lord, help us know what to do.
Yes, God, please direct us right now.
Jesus, you know our hearts. Please help us to know if we should go to Eastern Mosul tomorrow and meet with our friends at Helping Hands Ministry. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I really want to stay here, but I think we're supposed to go.
So do I.
That's how I feel, too.
Elia?
I think we should go.
Since Muhammad's been asking a lot of questions about Jesus, what do you think about inviting him to come along as well?
That's a great idea.
I'll get the Land Cruiser ready after supper. Kids, can you help Mom?
Sure.
Yep, we got it covered.
Let's plan on leaving tomorrow morning at daylight.
Thanks for being a gentleman and offering to sit on the pail, Peter.
Yeah, thanks, brother.
You're welcome.
We really need to fix that seat.
So General Mustafa was okay with you coming with us?
Actually, he encouraged me go with you.
Really?
Yeah, he told me not let anything happening to you.
We appreciate his concern. We don't want anything to happen to us either.
So we get the big, tough Iraqi soldier here to protect us poor Burma Rangers?
Sahali!
That's right, kid. And don't forget it.
So, what's the plan, Dave?
Well, Helping Hands is on the other side of the Tigris River. All the bridges were blown up by the coalition forces. However, the Iraqi army set up two pontoon bridges, one here in the north and another one in the south, beyond the ISIS stronghold in the old city.
What's a pontoon bridge?
Bridges that float. They were made by the Soviet military and purchased by Iraq under Saddam Hussein in the 1980s.
You've heard of a pontoon boat, right?
No.
Pontoon boats are basically platforms resting on floating barrel-like things called pontoons.
Oh!
It's the same idea with pontoon bridges. The road rests on top of floating pontoons.
Cool!
Just ahead is the bridge where we'll cross.
From there, I think it's 3-hour drives to reach Helping Hands.
You think you'll survive on that bucket?
It's actually comfortable. It's a real bucket seat.
Uh-huh. Good one, Peter.
Maybe one of you girls should take a turn once we've crossed the river.
Something is not right.
You've got to be kidding. It's gone. The bridge washed away. Look.
The Tigris always floods at this time of the year. It's running very fast.
Excuse me, when did this happen?
About an hour ago.
Was anyone hurt?
Nobody was crossing when it happened.
What's the condition of the southern bridge?
It's holding, but the river is still rising.
Okay, thanks.
What are we going to do?
I don't know.
This is Keith.
Hey Keith, it's Dave. The northern bridge was washed out by the heavy rains.
Oh no.
Yeah, what started out as a 3.5-hour trip just got a lot longer. It's about an hour to the southern bridge from here, and then we'll need to cross into Kurdish territory and deal with the checkpoints.
That's too bad. I'd understand if you had to reschedule.
We're still heading your direction, but I'm afraid we're going to miss your staff meeting. I'm sorry.
That's fine.
Pray that we don't have any other setbacks.
Lord, we'd love for the Free Burma Rangers to visit us today. Please help them make good time. Amen.
Amen.
What was that?
We just blew a tire. I'll be in touch.
Okay.
I like how you Christian pray always, but I think your God wasn't listening.
Look! We broke down right in front of a tire repair shop.
Praise God.
Twenty minutes later, the repair shop has the Rangers back on the road. For the next hour, their Land Cruiser weaves through side streets of Western Mosul, eventually arriving at the Southern Pontoon Bridge. It is the only remaining river crossing for over 100 miles.
Well, this is it. That truck just made it across from the other side, so I think we'll be okay.
You sure it's fine?
Looks great, but we'll cross it quickly just to be safe. Okay, gang, hang on.
The group safely crosses the raging Tigris River and continues on without incident for another hour.
Papers. What are you doing here?
We're heading to the old hospital back in Mosul. We'll be returning later tonight.
Not possible. You cannot pass without special permission. You need to go back.
Okay, Lord. You said to praise you in all things, so thank you.
What did you say?
Just praying. Officer, our team has been providing aid to people who are being liberated from ISIS. The friends we are going to visit are doing the same thing. We've been traveling all day in order to meet with them, and they are expecting us. We really need to pass.
I'm sorry, but for security reasons, there is no way without a permit.
I'll pray to God for a way. Lord, please help us get through this checkpoint.
Yes, Jesus. We believe you wanted us to make this trip. So now, please, clear the way for us.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
I am a Christian, too.
No kidding! How did that happen?
I had been interested in Jesus for a while. Then I met with my friend who works for Helping Hands Ministry. He introduced me to Jesus.
Oh, no way! Helping Hands is the organization we're trying to visit. What's the name of your friend?
Keith Robertson.
Keith is the person who invited us.
Since you are his friend too, I will make an exception. You may pass.
Wow. Thank you.
Move on. Yellow. Yellow.
Keith! So glad to see you.
Welcome. You must be exhausted.
Yeah. Trip took a few more hours than we expected, but we're glad to be here. Sorry that we didn't make it in time for the meeting.
We changed our plans. It starts in an hour.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Wouldn't miss the opportunity. We could use the interaction. Since you arrived late, you guys are welcome to stay the night and worship with us tomorrow.
Thanks for the offer, but we can only stay a few hours. Need to get back tonight so we can lead a sunrise service tomorrow.
Oh, that's right.
There's also a Good Life Club meeting later in the day. We're expecting at least 100 kids.
That's great. This here is our recovery room.
Wow, 20 beds.
Most of these guys will be released today or tomorrow. Those in more serious condition are across the hall. I'll take you there next. After that, we'll have Elia address our trauma team in the conference room. Then we'll have our staff chapel. Does that work for you, Dave?
It does, but we should hit the road by 1800 hours. As it is, we're already getting back after midnight.
What's the deal with the Iraqi police officers standing over there?
Two of those patients are ISIS fighters.
I thought so. You guys are just like Dave. Why help the enemy? These people are killers.
Jesus commands us to love our enemies, and so we do.
Kids, do you want to hand out the gifts we brought?
Lord, thank you for this time we've had together. And I pray you will bless Helping Hands. Give them courage and boldness to share your love as they help the people of Mosul. In your name, Jesus. Amen.
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 All right, gang. We need to load up. Keith, it's been short and sweet.
I hope next time could be longer.
For sure.
Elia, we're so grateful for what you taught us today. I think a lot of people will benefit. And I didn't forget your bottle of vitamin B1.
Thank you so much.
All for Jesus.
All for Jesus. Take care, brother.
Who gets to ride the bucket seat this time?
I'll take the first.
Jesus makes people different. There is kindness and peace here. I think I might like this Jesus.
He makes all the difference in the world, Muhammad.
Dave pushes the vehicle to its limit, and they make excellent time. At the Kurdish checkpoints, they are waved through with no problem, arriving at the river crossing just as the sun sets.
How are we all doing?
Great, besides the bucket bruise on my backside.
Check out the river. It's even higher.
Dave, I don't know about the bridge. Look, halfway across?
Yeah, I was noticing that.
Whoa, that doesn't look very safe.
I think we might be too late. The whole thing's bending.
The bridge is breaking.
Elia, video!
That's great!
crazy!
Glad it happened before we started across.
No kidding.
Lord, help us find a way across this river.
Amen.
Amen.
Guys, let's look for a boat. If we can't find one, we're gonna have to make a raft to get across.
Oh, for real?
We've done this before in Burma. It'll need to be big enough to hold all of us. Let's split up and start looking for supplies for a raft. And keep your eyes peeled for a boat.
The rangers search up and down the river, but give up when it becomes too dark to see. 100 yards upstream, Muhammad discovers a small, empty hut close to the riverbank. The group curls up on the cold floor and tries to sleep, the kids sandwiched between their parents. But with no blankets and the roar of the nearby flooding Tigris, sleep eludes them.
Should I go back to the truck and grab the floor mats?
They're all wet from the rain yesterday.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Do you want to roll over, hun?
Yes. Thanks, Mom.
Dad?
Yes, Peter?
You asked Dad to help us get back in time for the sunrise service. Why didn't he answer your prayer?
I don't know.
That river's really fast. We've never crossed one like this, have we?
You haven't, but I have on a mission with the Army Rangers. It's going to take some big pieces of wood, but we can do it. We'll start gathering materials at daybreak. In the meantime, let's try to sleep. We'll need our strength.
Saheli, are you all right, honey?
Yes. It's just that we did what we thought God wanted us to do. And now look at us.
Happy Easter, love.
Happy Easter.
Did you get any sleep?
Yeah, I dozed off. My whole left side is numb, though. How about you?
I had a great prayer time.
Well, that's good.
Too bad we're not on the other side with everybody.
Yeah.
What do you think about us having our own sunrise service?
That's a great idea.
Let's let them sleep a little longer.
You getting up now?
Yeah. I'm heading down to the riverbank to get things ready. Think you could have everyone down there by 5:30?
Sure.
You made a fire!
Happy Easter, everyone.
Happy Easter, Dave.
Happy Easter,
Happy
Dad.
Happy Easter.
We had hoped to be home with the rest of our team this morning, but here we are. I was pretty frustrated last night, but a verse kept coming to me. Romans 8:28 says, "We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose." God also says, "In everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." So, Lord, right now, we give thanks for this circumstance. It isn't what we would have chosen, but we trust that you're going to work something good through it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
This morning, I'd planned to have us all start looking right away for wood, but today is Easter. Even though we missed the sunrise service back at base, I think we should still have our own service, right here on the banks of the river. Are we okay with that?
Sure.
I'm okay with that.
Great idea.
Around 2,000 years ago, Jesus rose from the grave. And just as the sun is going to rise in a few moments, He's coming again. I thought it would be good if a couple of us share what Jesus means to us.
I'll start. He fills my heart with forgiveness, acceptance, and peace. It's so pure.
With him being alive in my heart, I feel such overflowing love. It actually makes me want to cry sometimes.
Look, the sun's coming up.
It's beautiful.
I'm humbled that even though I'm a sinner and often small-minded, God still loves me. I'm amazed that he sent his son to live and die for me and to live on with me.
His resurrection on Easter is the action that ignites our faith. Jesus rising again gives us assurance, hope, joy, and power to live for him.
Even though I have been raised a Muslim, I love the way you guys follow Jesus. It makes me want to love him too.
That's great, Muhammad. We praise you, God. Thank you for your gift of Jesus. And Lord, in our Easter basket, can we also have a boat? Amen.
Amen.
Listen!
No way! Look! Coming from the other side! It's a boat!
Oh, thank you, Lord. It's landing a kilometer downstream. Let's go, Rangers!
Dave quickly makes friends with Sultan, the boat's captain, who agrees to take them across the turbulent river. They load their gear into the small boat and begin the quarter-mile journey across the Tigris. Everyone does their best to keep the boat from flipping in the fast and muddy current.
Muhammad, hang over the edge and lean. Our side is going under.
Oh, okay.
That's better.
This is not good.
Stay calm, everyone. We're closer to the west bank now. If we flip, swim for that side.
Lord, please start that motor.
Yay! Off to the races!
In a few short minutes, the Rangers are safe across the river. As Dave thanks and pays Sultan, the team members from the base arrive with a second Land Cruiser. The group loads up their supplies, piles in, and heads for home. They arrive back at base 3 hours later, just in time for the Good Life Club program.
I'm really glad we made it back in time for Good Life Club. The kids are so happy.
Hey, Elia!
Dave, you are not going to believe it. I went to Fiano's house to bring her to vitamin B1, but when I got there, her husband told me that she's been doing the exercises and was feeling a little better. So I encouraged her to try to lift her arm, and she did.
What?
Then she stood up, and she talked for the first time.
Elia, thank God. Thank you, too. And on Easter, look at all the things that happened these last couple days.
It's amazing.
But it was really hard to thank God when things were bad.
Yeah, for me, too. I had to choose to believe the scripture about all things working together for good. But think about it. God gave us new relationships, joy, and healing. In the end, he redeemed all of it, and his way was far better than ours.
As the sun sets that evening, the kids and Dave take turns galloping and running alongside the stallion. Although it's now dark, their hearts are full of light and joy.
How does she do that?
She has a gift, that's for sure. Hey, Muhammad!
Good news. My cousin is staying in the IDP camp another week. He said you can ride the stallion as much as you want.
No way!
Yes!
Thanks for talking to him.
My pleasure.
It's been a crazy couple of days, hasn't it?
Sure has. Hey, thanks for letting me come with you.
Glad you came.
I see how you trust Jesus and how good he is. How he gives you peace. I have decided to follow him also.
What?
Yes. I prayed and he's in my heart.
Oh, Muhammad! Praise God!
Thank you. You've been listening to the Brinkman Adventures. This episode is entitled Sunrise Setback and has been based on real people and events. To learn more about the Eubank family or the Brinkman Adventures, please visit our website, brinkmanadventures.com.
Brinkman Adventures is a nonprofit, listener-supported ministry. Visit our website today and learn how your gifts can help us to continue producing faith-building stories that inspire the next generation of Christian world changers.